Patty?
Yep.
Welcome to the May 5th, 2021 Planning Board Public Hearing. This hearing will come to order. The Lyman Planning Board is holding this public hearing to review the applications of Michael Saunders, application for medical marijuana retail, 31 Ledgewood Lane, tax map 11, lot 90-C2, Orsted LLC, application for meadery, artisanal food and a beverage facility, at 1301 Alfred Road, tax map 12, lot 18-1, Main Homestead Market, application for 90x100 warehouse, building at 1773 Alfred Road, map 7, lot 104. This is a public proceeding, and unless the board specifically votes to go into executive session, you have the right to hear everything that is being said and look at all the exhibits that are offered. Please notify the chairman if you are having difficulty seeing or hearing the presentation. This meeting is being recorded. All persons speaking will be asked to first state their name and address or affiliation. All questions and comments will be directed to and through the chairman. It is required that you sign the sign-in sheet to document your attendance at this hearing. All right, Mr. Saunders, you want to come up here and explain your project to everybody?
Sure. Just stand up in front of everybody?
Yep.
So we're obviously asking the town to allow us to put a caregiver retail store at 31 Ledgewood Lane, which is on the hill there where Funky Bow and all the really cool, exciting stuff is going on. It's a medical-only facility. Obviously, that's primarily what we're interested in, for sure. And we're not really interested in doing cultivation or anything in the town of Lyman. It's strictly just this caregiver retail store as sort of a value add to services that we already provide. Most of our patients reach us via home delivery. So this is just kind of like, we're going to continue doing that, but this is a added value to our existing patients and those who are coming to Funky Bow, basically.
Would you state how large the facility is that you're going to be?
Oh, it's a very tiny little, it's basically a shed. It's a 12 foot by 24 foot interior space. So it's like less than 250 square feet. There's a little porch there. So it's a very small retail space. Again, the idea is we're not trying to build the Walmart of cannabis here in the town of Lyman. The idea is to just have a small retail store for our patients and also a place from which we can do our home delivery.
And what are you going to set up for security?
Security is already in place. We have 8 cameras installed, 5 of which are around the exterior of the building. Every aspect of the building is covered with a HD camera, including 3 on the interior of the building. The windows are armed and alarmed. You cannot access the building. Nobody could access the building from the outside. You have to have a code or be let in order to get into the building. And it's we're allowed to serve Maine residents that are 18 and older. So we'll be seeing patients out of that retail space that are 18 and older. And we're allowed to serve out-of-state visitors as well, given some certain limitations, but we're still allowed to support folks that are visiting Maine with product and stuff, so we intend to do that. It's just, tiny little space.
Does everybody have to have a medical card to go in there?
Absolutely, yeah. So it is a medical caregiver store. So the only people that are allowed to purchase product from us are folks that are 18 or older with a Maine medical marijuana certification or visiting qualifying patients. You have to have a med card in order to obtain product from us. So it's not an adult use store. There's no adult use retail sale going out of there. It's strictly a medical caregiver store.
Can you approximate how many patients you'll be serving?
Throughout the year. mean, it would be hard to say. We serve about, I would say about 600 patients total, you know, for home delivery right now, so.
600 regular patients at present?
Yeah, they don't, I mean, it's not like they're ordering every day of the week, 600 people, but yeah, it's, that's how many patients we've supported throughout our last calendar year, I would say.
Will you continue home delivery?
Yep, that is the idea. So that's the other thing, is like a large portion of these, you know, these sales aren't even occurring, transactions aren't even occurring on the property in Lyman. It's happening at the patient's home. So, and we anticipate that to continue to be a large portion of how we reach our patients. So.
What is your relationship with Funky Bo?
I've known Paul for several years. I used to be a patron over at Funky Bo, and about, you know, 4.5, almost 5 years ago, I stopped drinking, but I kept, like, I'm in a band, so I kept sort of playing in my band at Funky Bo here and there, so I kept in touch with Paul, and then I, you know, kind of asked him, presented this idea to him, and he decided after a while that he thought I should try to pursue it.
So any of the public have questions for him, or?
How about if you, you know,
can you state your name, please?
Rich LaPointe. I'm an abutter of Funky Bones, so I'm not a big fan of it going there because there's a lot going on then now. So this is just going to add a lot more people in my backyard.
Well, I don't necessarily think, like, as I stated, like, we primarily reach our patients through home delivery, so this is an approved location for us to be doing that. So it's really not, we're not expecting a huge onslaught of people to be coming in specifically for this store. I mean, there's an existing customer base that goes to that property already that are cannabis consumers and are, you know, so... We honestly don't see it being a burden on your backyard or on your.
I feel it could be because it borders my property and I already got people yelling in my backyard every day of the week now because of the disc golf. So I feel that's just going to bring more people in. And the reason I live in the country is because I want to be in the country.
Of your current 600 patients that you're doing delivery, what percentage of them are you expected to be doing delivery from this location? And is it a truck goes here, loads up in the morning, heads out for delivery? Or is this a call at 3 o'clock and it's on the road at 3:30, so the traffic increases?
It really just depends, like, when a call comes in. It just depends on when a call comes in. It's not, like... There's people going out constantly. We generally have a few orders that we grab and then process and head out.
Will that be the primary delivery location on Ledgewood, or do you have will you be using an existing location for the majority of your deliveries?
Okay, so the delivery side of it is just we're leaving from Ledgewood Lane to go to somebody's home. Right? So it's... The product is already there because it can be for sale in the retail or for the delivery. It's all coming out of the same.
Yeah, I'm just looking to see an added vehicle count during the week when Funky Bo is typically closed. Can we expect 1, 2, 3 vehicles a day or 10 vehicles an hour?
Yeah, no, I don't expect that it would be that, nearly that much. I mean, I can't anticipate a number. But, you know, I would say of my existing people, yes, 1 to 3 orders from my existing people may be showing up.
What are your hours of operation?
As we talked about at the meeting, it was suggested that I request, like, the max or whatever. So we requested from 7:30 to 8 p.m., though I don't think, I mean, we're generally, it's going to be 10 a. to 8 p. is what we think our actual hours would be, but I was asked to, so that I didn't have to, like, come back and, you know, request that every time I wanted to change the hours.
So busy.
Right, yeah.
Any other questions or comments for him?
Hi, I'm Mary Ann Richards. I also opened that property, which is the point. My concern is that, one of my big concerns is that it's a family business, children. And if you're going to be selling that during those hours, and, you know, possibly people be smoking, you can't say that they won't be. So I'm just afraid it's going to bring in too many.
You're saying that the state, right?
The atmosphere.
Well, those are things that are policed on the property already. Paul is, you know, you did describe, it is a family-oriented environment, absolutely. And the intention is to keep it that way. I don't think these things are mutually exclusive in that I don't think that having a cannabis store means that you're going to attract any kind of undue attention to children, right? And there's no way physically for a child to get into the building, and we discourage consumption on site.
How is that going to be controlled if they don't do it on site?
Well, obviously we can't, you know, if we see it, they tell him to stop. That's what he does. That's what he's always done. So, and if, you know, it's an issue, they ask him to leave.
That's a concern. Very big concerns.
Right. Well, I can tell you that
for the type of people, are they going to sell it, you know, to other customers that are there? You know, children, it's a family place, and I feel that there's no business selling that.
Right. So, well, medical patients, I can tell you, because I'm a medical patient myself, medical patients are required to follow an existing set of rules as well. Obviously, it comes down to an individual choice, but we make our patients aware of those situations. Like, we cannot participate in, if we know, for example, that a patient is, like, reselling our product to somebody else, we somehow find that out, then we can no longer sell to that patient. We can't do anything that puts either our license at risk, or we can't condone actions on the part of our patients that you know, we know are in violation of how the rules they're supposed to follow. So we take the rules very seriously. We you know, we educate all of our staff on these things. We you know, if you went to my website and, like, read the materials that are on there, read about our company, you would definitely, what would come through is public safety. And bringing cannabis into, it's already here. It's already in your communities, whether you know about it or not. What's happening is these things are being brought into the light, right? So the concern should be about the people that aren't in, you know, coming before you, showing you their face, applying to, you know, your town to do this. It should be the people that are underground. You know, those are the people you have to worry about getting the cannabis into the wrong hands. It's not at my store. I guarantee you that.
Well, I feel that it's going to bring in too much traffic in a family-run business in my backyard. And it's too close. I can see them doing business now out there, doing their disc golf. I see them and hear them. I just think it's going to bring too much traffic on with that kind of business.
Well, I mean, you're talking about the disc golf business.
Right, but I'm just saying people out there, I'm concerned that they'll be smoking out there and children around, and it's, I don't want it in the backyard.
Right. Well, I mean, certainly, you know, what I would recommend if you see anything like that going on is just making us aware that these things are going on. You know, we obviously we can tell adults what our expectations are of them, right? But they're going to go and do what they want to do, because that's just how people work.
Right.
So when they're on the property, these are the expectations. Certainly if you see something going on that you don't like, I welcome you to, you can certainly have my contact information or that of Paul and address your concerns. Because, you know, we're not trying to bring any undue, safety problems to your community. I guarantee you that.
But it's possible that any of those things I'm saying will happen.
Well, we do everything that we can to mitigate those risks, the best that we can.
So the building that you intend to use is currently used for the disc golf enterprise?
It's not currently, no. It's used for, it's being converted for this, renovated and converted for this purpose.
Okay, so it's just disc golf on that building, but that's...
That was the original intended use of it, but he never got it, it was never being used as the actual place.
And your website is sgdrx.com?
Yes, you can use that. We have, we just changed our brand name and did a whole rebrand for the company. But that URL will take you to the new website, but I can give you the new one as well.
Or City Reserve.
You got it. ForCityReserve.com.
Any more questions or comments?
Am I allowed to make a comment?
Sure.
Yes, you are.
I'm a property owner in Lyman, Rose Callum. I'm also an RN, and I cannot state or overly state the importance of medical marijuana use for... chronic pain patients, cancer patients. I have a lot of experience with people who have trouble eating, a lot of nausea and vomiting, and it just makes such a huge, huge difference. And I'm really happy that you guys are looking to do this, because it's so important to have somewhere where you can go and get a safe, consistent product that's going to help someone. Thank you, guys.
The medical side of it is really our primary interest, and it's for those reasons. I've used it to help in my journey to sobriety, and we help a lot of different people, people 50s, 60s, 70s, who only because the product they're using happens to have THC in it, that they need a med card. There's a range of products that do not get you psychoactive properties that have THC in them. That because of that, people are required to have a med card. So we support a lot of people that aren't trying to, get high and be high all the time. They're just trying to find relief, like you said, from chronic pain.
And move back toward a healthy place.
Exactly. And they don't want to use caustic prescription drugs that, damage their liver, their kidneys, their, right. They want to use something that we process naturally.
Okay, any more questions or comments?
And I'm aware of all of that. It's just not the place for it. Alcohol is being sold there. It's not a mix. I'm aware of all of those important benefits of that. It's just not the place for it in that business.
I'm Giselle Lyons, and I'm wondering, why are you, you probably have a home business now, whatever. Why are you going up over there now to sell? Because as she was saying, it is a family-geared operation. There's kids running around there all the time, dogs and everything else.
All the time.
And it's scary. It really is scary.
I'm a big concern.
Right. Well, we have done everything we are able to do to make it so that it continues to be a safe, family-friendly environment. It
but
absolutely
not with
is.
That.
Like I said, the type.
I'm Kevin Connor. I'm actually one of Mike's partners at the business. And one of the things that we do is we really do promote the educational piece of this, because there's a big difference between the adult recreational market and the medical market. Mm-hmm. And there's also a lot of disinformation that has been propaganda that has been going on for many, many years, where people have these ideas about cannabis that are incorrect. And we really do, like, we're looking to open a medical environment. Kids are not going to be getting our products. Like, it's not, that's not going to be...
Kids are kids. They're going to sneak in or whatever.
Well, they can't sneak in because we have alarms on the windows.
Somebody can drop a piece or whatever.
The product leaves.
And the other thing, too, right, is that if there's already a community of people who are consuming cannabis, which actually we know at the Funky Bow premises, you know, it's already going on. Right. If anything, we're making it safer. That is an unsafe environment to have people unlicensed doing business, consuming. So if anything, we're coming in there and bringing some uniform and some safety to the situation that's already going on.
I can't see how you're going to control that once it leaves your building.
Well, it leaves our building in a compliant, discreet exit bag that has no indication of any kind of what's in it. People are going to be required to, or told, that they need to put that exit bag in their vehicle if they intend to go to the tap room or to the bathrooms or anywhere where there's, it needs to go from their store to their vehicle. We're not trying to make this, it's not an obvious situation to children, you know, it's not like,
you can't control it once it leaves your building. You can't. There's no way.
Okay, any other questions or comments?
I have some. How many employees?
Could you state your name, please?
Brian Dulong. I have no doubt the benefits of marijuana. I think it's a good thing for the people that choose to use it and that need it. I think these retail businesses and other grows need to be in commercial zones. I don't believe they need to be in the middle of residential zones or zoning that is in the residential areas. I just don't think it's right. And I'm assuming you're going to have quite a bit of product in the building.
What is quite a bit?
Well, I don't really know what that is.
Well, you're going to be supplying 600 patients, so you're going to have
throughout a year
quite a bit of product in there. Are you taking all the product home with you when you leave the building?
No, it stays in a locked vault.
In a shed?
In a shed.
Yep.
So in a shed.
It's not just eight cameras and alarms.
But it's a shed.
And it's the laws are written by the state of Maine that we follow. And it's an illegal business, of course.
Yeah, I'm not doubting it. I'm just saying security,
they
cameras in a shed. If someone wants in there, they're getting in there. Yes.
I mean, if someone wants into any building, they can get into it.
True.
It's got the same, it's the most secure, probably one of the most secure buildings in London, I would argue.
A crook can get in somehow. But it's just, I just think, why a residential area? Why not where your business is now, where they go in your home?
The town did vote on this, and it is allowed in the residential area. It was a town vote.
As long as the property, I believe, right, is more than 5 acres, 5 acres or greater, you can have a caregiver retail store.
We need to relook at our ordinances for sure.
How many going into business now per week right now?
Right now, it's been slow.
So how many, like, on average per week right now?
On average, it's about 12 deliveries, maybe? 12 to maybe 14.
Very, very slow.
Very slow.
Very slow.
Right.
Any other questions or comments? Anything from the board?
Yeah, how many employees are you going to have?
It's really just going to be me and Kevin to start.
And you're both caregivers?
No, I'm a caregiver. He's a caregiver assistant under my caregiver license.
Okay. So how are you going to man the store, deliver the product, and police the area with just the two of you?
Well, police the area.
Well, you said you are going to ensure that people are not sharing or whatever.
What I said was that we would, if we saw something, we would say.
If you saw something.
Right, like we do now, like goes like Paul does. We're talking about Paul's employees and everybody, all the eyes that are up there, not just me and Kevin policing the situation. It's, if consumption is going on, people are told you cannot consume, the
in
bag
public.
Needs to go in your car. If you're caught consuming, you're kicked off the property. Right?
My old one.
It's not something that, you know, is overt going on in the environment there. It's not like a big, you know what I mean? I guess
right.
That's what I'm trying
yeah.
to say.
And you also, you are going to have a sign on the road, you said.
We were hoping, yes. To
right,
have a
so
sign.
So you are, in, you know, inviting, it's not just the regular business at Funky Bow. You have people commuting along Route
correct.
35 that will see the sign and will be driving up there. So you have potential to have quite a crowd there.
We'll have the potential
accessing
to have
your property.
Maybe a new customer or two who sees the sign, who drives up. And but if you don't know, like if his beer and pizza and if those flags weren't down there, you wouldn't know the place existed if you drove by it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that was the idea behind the flag down there, is that, yeah, I mean, it is a retail store. I mean, retail stores survive by having customers. We're not trying to build a, you know, 12,000 square foot store and have every patient in Southern Maine coming in. That's not the idea of this. It's a small time operation, you know, as you can see, two employees, maybe a third. But like at most two people on shift at one time.
Right, but that's the start. Who's to say you're not going to grow into what you're saying ain't going to happen? It's potential.
There's only a certain, the square footage is such that we could only do a certain amount of business.
We can only perform one delivery an hour.
Right, and so we only do one delivery an hour, and that's not even a long
10 deliveries a day.
Property.
So we wouldn't need to hire more staff, since that's accommodated by the staff that we have.
Anything else?
Yeah, I have a question. What are you talking about? I just got here.
Would you state your name?
A medical marijuana facility. Dispensary.
In Funky Bow?
Yep.
What do we need when it's so close to the other one? It's one on 35. I mean, 111.
Well, I can't answer that for you. I'm not applying for it.
Would you state your name, please?
You're going to grow your own, or you're going to buy it?
Could you identify yourself?
Yeah, could you state your name?
Paul Freehand.
Thank you.
We do not cultivate, and we're not cultivating, and we wouldn't cultivate or seek to cultivate in line in any way, and, you know, it's just resale.
Well, you say that now, but what about down the road?
That would have to be
you know, about
down
2 years,
road.
You
that's
say,
something
well,
that
well,
I would have to do. It's not like I could just do what it, once the town says, okay, we're approving this use, if I were to try to change that or try to build a bigger building or you know, whatever, I would have to go back through this process again.
Yeah, and you wouldn't do that?
I'm not trying to.
I'm just asking questions. Because yeah. I live real close to you.
Gotcha. Well, that's not the goal right now. The goal is we're a delivery business.
Just what I'm saying.
We're a home delivery based company. That is still our focus. This is just a tiny retail space.
You're going to sell it on that property though, right?
Well, I mean, the building's on the property. So the retail sales would occur on the property.
Well, you said home delivery, you're going to do that too?
Correct. So that product, as a caregiver, I can deliver home delivery to patients. So that's how I've been doing this from the beginning. So, yeah. Primarily, that's going to continue to be how we reach people.
Hey, getting your product from a local grow?
Yep. So we work with, like, I would say, I would call them the premier cannabis cultivators in Maine. They're all licensed growers. They're all, you know, guys that, that like Paul's Boutique Nursery in Wyndham. Yes, they're all licensed Maine growers that all follow the rules. We particularly, you know, we sought out people that were like-minded, like us, that followed the rules, grew, you know, cultivated products in a manner that, you know, were congruent with how we kind of believed. You know, yes, we handpicked these guys for those reasons, because we know that they test, batch test their products. They, you know, they're reporting their sales to the state of Maine. They're, you know, we make sure we're working with people that follow the rules.
Are any of these grows coming into Lyman?
No.
These are all large.
If you look at my website, yeah, you can see the cultivators that we work with.
Coming in.
It's Dialed In Farms. His name's Josh. He lives, cultivates out of his home in Biddeford.
Blue Sky Labs in Mercer.
Blue Sky Labs in Mercer, Maine.
We work with Vetted Cannabis out of Sanford. All like big, big.
Wellness Connection, we worked with them for a little while. We don't carry their products anymore, but Canuvo is another licensed dispensary that we had their products. So yeah, they're all reputable Maine brands, all cultivating in the state.
Now you call this medical marijuana, right?
Correct.
What's to stop someone to use it for something else?
No, we'll figure it out.
I'm not sure what you mean.
Well, I come in and say, yeah, I need medical marijuana, and walk out the store or whatever, get down on Route 35 and light up a joint.
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah.
So,
you know, what's to stop somebody from doing that?
Well, I mean, okay, so.
I know it wouldn't be, it would be impossible for you to do it.
So you have to have gone to like a medical professional and,
right,
you know,
right,
become licensed as a med patient for, yeah, medical use. So, mm-hmm, any of the cannabis that you purchase under that, mm-hmm, is your medication, right? So I can't prevent somebody from buying product from me,
right,
going down the street and lighting up a joint. Nor am I responsible for that person and what they do. Right? I can tell that person,
in
don't
some ways
down
you are if you're the seller sometimes.
We don't, no, you don't, right, you don't, like, your pharmacist isn't on the hook if you buy your, you know, painkillers and then you go turn around and sell them on the black market. You know. And like I was saying before, what's that?
Funky Bo's not on the hook for every DUI in Lyman.
Right. Like I was saying before we walked in, is that, you know, we take the rules very seriously.
Yeah.
We know what patients are required to do, and we know what we're required as caregivers to do. And we do not deviate from that. And if we become aware of a situation in which somebody is abusing their privilege to hold a medical marijuana certification in Maine, then we have a duty to report them and not serve them anymore. Mm-hmm. And we take those things very seriously. So, yeah, I mean, to answer your question, what I can do is try to prevent that from happening, and if I'm aware of it, make sure that I'm not supporting that happening again. I mean, that's the best that I can do.
Now, there's a ton of regulations about all that stuff, the way you have to handle it, right?
Mm-hmm.
By the
correct
state.
Yep, and yeah, we follow all of those rules,
yeah,
and regulations.
Yeah. Okay.
We, in fact, we just had a review from the Office of Marijuana Policy, and we're green-lighted on all of our practices that we do.
Yeah,
okay.
There, you know, people are fearful, and there's a lot of people out here that are doing these things that, you know, community members have a right to be fearful of. We're not one of them. Every business owner on the planet has the ability to not do good business and to do bad things, and, you know, we ran in the opposite direction, and there's a lot of opportunity for licensed caregivers to do things that are illicit or wrong, or, you know, we literally ran the opposite direction from that. We record all of our transactions. That's one thing that we do that a lot of companies don't do, is we have a point of sale, like, that records transactions, and we basically custom built our website to meet Maine's regulation. So we know that when, like, an order comes through from somebody, that that is a medical patient, because I can go into my system, I can pull up their account and look at their image of their med card and their ID and verify that. And then when we get to their house, we verify it again. So we literally follow these rules exactly how they're, the OMP is the governing body that deals with all of this stuff, right? And they have public safety in mind too. You know, cannabis is here, it's always been here, it's just now coming out into the light, and these guys have public safety in mind as well. So that's why they create this basic general set of rules. And we know that it's our duty, and we respect the hell out of that. And every decision that I make, every time I'm thinking about something, it is with public safety in mind. I have children of my own. I agree that anybody that is 18 or younger has no business really knowing what's going on in that environment, and we intend to keep it that way. I can't prevent a parent from, who may be a patient, from telling their kid or something, maybe that's what they do, but that's their personal choice, right? We do everything in our power to promote public safety and still, you know, get medication of a person's medication of choice into their hands in a safe way. And we specialize in that.
You're selling it, you want to sell it in a family-run business.
Okay, is there any more questions or comments? Can you state your name, please?
Alan Freehand. What are your hours of operation?
We currently operate 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. We've requested the 7:30 to 8 p.m. Max hours for the purposes of the committee here, but we operate 10 to 8, Monday through, well, 7
to 8. The reason I ask that is since the bar and restaurant are up there in the same property area, will there be a conflict of hours? And how are you going to control one from the other?
I don't know, a conflict of hours?
It's a separate building.
They're totally separate they're separate properties.
How many feet?
Separate buildings.
How many feet?
I'm not sure how many feet exactly, but they're separate buildings.
I understand the separate buildings, don't get me wrong, but I can walk to this part here, over here, and that's one part, and I can walk over here and be one part too.
Right.
So the thing is how are you going to, because one of the laws is it can't be consumed with his bars and restaurants.
Right. So we had a long discussion about how we are promoting at that property of the avoidance of consumption on the property.
That's
right?
Why I'm curious.
We talked about
hours.
The exit packaging being non-discreet. We talked about the fact that, or being discreet. We talked about the fact that we're telling patients when they leave the building they have to go bring that bag to their car. They cannot bring it in the tap room, in the bathroom, here, there, anywhere but in that car. Right? So we, and then if we see somebody doing something outside of what we've established, then we, you know, you've got to manage to the rule, not the exception, right? So that's what we're doing. We are managing these risks absolutely the best that we can and handling situations as they arise. But I don't see, you know, these things, I don't see.
There's a lot of acreage over there, and I'm on the back side of them. And I'm sure there's a lot of people out there smoking. So who's going to stop that? Nobody's going to stop that. So.
Well, I mean, like I said, if you see something going on that you don't like, please report it, right? That's what I can suggest you to do, right? These are adult humans. I cannot, like I said, we will police it the best that we can and establish the rules to discourage it. And when we see it, we nip it in the bud. You know, that's the idea here. It's just like with any, you know.
Okay, any more questions for him?
Is this 7 days a week?
Could you state your name again, please?
Alan Freehan.
Oh. Yeah, well, the secretary has to write it down.
Oh, sorry.
Yes, 7 days a week.
7 days a
week.
Correct.
I do plan on going recreational at any time in the future.
We're not permitting him for a recreational.
Yes. You plan on?
This is medical.
No. Like I've said before, our focus is on the medical side of this, right? So we believe, treat, focus exclusively on the medical side of this industry, right? There are tons of guys out there just trying to sell weed, just trying to make a bunch of money or whatever, and don't really care about public safety, don't care about these things. That is not us. We are the opposite of that. We are sitting down with our patients, talking to them about, you know, having them fill out a survey, figuring out what their needs are, figuring out what their goals are for the use of this. It's like a clinical, almost like a treatment program that they get to figure out, you know, these are folks that want to figure out how to stop taking harmful medications and get on something that's more natural. That's literally what we do. It's like your eye doctor writes you the prescription for your glasses and you take them and you get fitted for frames. We're the people that kind of tell you and show you what it is that you didn't really know that you needed to meet the goals that you had with your medical treatment. We're not out here trying to sling pounds of, you know, weed and driving weed over the border and that's not what we're about.
It's just the location. That's what bothers us, the location. Because it's a family-run business and there's already people, a lot of traffic in there now.
I get that it's definitely come clear, you know, you guys keep definitely bringing up the family-run business. That is not going to change. And if Paul, I think, saw this as any slight against that, I don't think he would be allowing me to do this. He appreciates the environment that he has up there, I think, more than any of us. So.
It's just not
Mr. DeLauro?
Maybe we should look into expanding Lyman's commercial zoning. Maybe somewhere down the road. There really isn't much commercial zoning in Lyman, is there?
Just on 111 and up by Route 5.
Pretty much.
Up by Ed's Grove.
Yeah.
Any other questions or comments for Mr. Saunders? Anything from the board?
Nope. Okay.
I'll make a motion to close the public hearing on Mr. Saunders.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, you have a seat over there.
Thank you.
Orsted LLC, application for a meadery, artisanal food and or beverage facility at 131 Alfred Road.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
So yes, we are looking to open a meadery. If anyone doesn't know what mead is, it's basically a type of wine, except the sugar that's fermenting is from honey instead of grapes. I have little cheat sheets if anyone would like to read through some things that I think people might have questions on. Would anyone like one? Thank you. If you are all familiar with the restaurant that used to be Ashley Steiner, there's a little building to the side and behind, and that's where we'll be opening, hopefully. It's in Lyman's commercial zone. It's about 500 square feet. and we will be a very small operation. We'll be making initially probably about 60 gallons for our first run, and in our first year I would expect that to be it, which turns out to be about 600 bottles. The bottles are like a wine, same size bottle. I'm not sure, are there questions? What else can I tell people? It'll just be my husband and I in the building.
Not a retail facility.
It's a very small space, and we absolutely need it to stay clean. If the bacteria gets in, we end up with vinegar instead of mead, and it's not even very good vinegar. So we'll be avoiding that if at all possible. No sales conducted on the property.
How large is your building?
It's about 500 square feet. So definitely not giant. We're hoping to expand from the 80 gallon, it'll be 60 gallons in it though, to 3 batches at a time of that size within a couple of years, that will all still fit in the front room that you saw. But we do make different kinds. I mean, the basis of mead is water, honey, and yeast, but we do some spice mead, we do some fruit mead, we do a maple one that's actually pretty good. So, yeah.
What kind of security do you have? Lighting around the building?
So there are lights off the front, and we will have a security system set up for the doors. There's a front and a back door, and all the windows, as well as cameras. I think we're also pretty lucky with that location, in that a dear friend of mine is living in the house right there, and there's people in and, or there will be people in and out of the restaurant all the time. So, well, I hope no one will ever think about breaking in. I think they think twice too with the security system and all the people.
Any questions for her?
Yep. Where can you get this stuff?
Right now, if you wanted to go buy a bottle of mead, who do I want to send you to? There is a meadery up in Portland called Honeymaker. We make a wildly different product from theirs, but they are pretty popular, and you can probably find their, I don't know that Market Basket carries it, but Hannaford usually has, Market Basket does. If you want a full experience, I would say pop on down to Londonderry, New Hampshire, and go see the people at Moonlight Meadery. They'll give you a whole tour and a tasting. They make an excellent product, and they do a bunch of different kinds. They started years ago and have really, really expanded, which is wonderful for them, but I'm not planning on doing that. And then any sort of specialty place. I live in Portland, so I know there's a bunch of places in Portland that you can get all different kinds of meat from.
What are you doing with the stuff you're making?
Selling it, not in store. It'll be all online sales.
So we can get it from you, just online?
Yes, correct.
Okay, any other questions or comments?
How about delivery? Be a lot of traffic going in and out of there with, is it like UPS kind of delivery?
No, it'll just be my husband and I in and out. Okay. We'll be consolidating orders, hopefully, if we're actually able to sell this, we'll be consolidating orders and be just in and out with that. And while the meat is actually fermenting, which takes quite a while, because once you mix it, it sits for several months, you kill off the yeast, bottle it, and then it needs to age for a year. I just lost my train of thought, I'm sorry. During that time when we're not actually actively selling, we'll be in and out just to check.
Okay.
But it'll just more than likely be just one car with both of us in it.
Okay.
Any other questions or comments? Anything from the board? All set. Well, I'll make a motion. We close the public hearing for Orsted LLC.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Maine Homestead Market.
So we are looking for approval for an 80 by 100 warehouse building in the back part of our empty parking lot right now. So we cut the parking lot probably in half almost. and it's going to store our finished products, so the pickles and jam we make. It'll store our raw inventory, things like sugar, pallets of sugar, glass, caps. It'll have an employee or two doing shipping and labeling and maybe more office folks.
And this is right on the end of the Kennebunk Pond Road where the IV place used to be?
Yep, on the corner of Kennebunk Pond and 111.
Are there any questions?
So there's no retail out of that particular building?
No. No retail in the public access.
No questions from the audience or the board?
No, good.
I'm good.
Okay, well.
Thank you.
I'll make a motion that we close the public hearing for Maine Homestead Market.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.